Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. With us on the line now, Michael, we're talking with Dr. Kathy Kesselman.
That's right. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thanks so much.
Now, you're the president of ASCA, that's Adult Surviving Child Abuse. Tell us a little bit about that organisation.
Yes, look, we're a national organisation. We've been around for about 15 years, and we advocate for the needs of an estimated 4 to 5 million Australian adults who've experienced childhood trauma. That's abuse and neglect in all its forms, as well as growing up in situations of family and community violence.
Now, that number just seems absolutely extraordinarily high. In terms of the professional support, what are the sort of education and training do you offer?
Look, we offer workshops for health professionals in how they can best support adults who've experienced, you know, sadly often repeated traumas of that nature in their childhood, so that people can work towards recovery.
Yeah.
And what we know from neuroscience today is that people can recover, trauma can be resolved. So it's a very positive message.
Do you think people have become, or perhaps are a little more open about discussing this than they have been in the past?
Look, a little more open, but I think there's still a long way to go. People don't like to acknowledge that children are being abused in homes and families in Australia, and that adults who have experienced that sort of trauma can struggle into their adult life unless they get the right help and support.
What is the best way? Is it to confide in a friend? Is it to go to someone you don't know? Like, talk us through some
steps. Look, it depends obviously on that person, and it's very much a question of who they trust. Because when you've been abused, you obviously your trust has been betrayed, and you struggle to feel safe. But, you know, having people understand and being able to empathise and listen is very important for survivors, so they can reach out. And sometimes that's a friend, sometimes that's a GP or another sort of health professional. So it's very dependent on that person's individual circumstances.
Do you feel comfortable in sharing with our listeners a little more detail in and around your particular abuse?
Yeah, sure.
So tell us about, you know, what happened to you.
Look, you know, I grew up in a fairly isolated family. My mother had experienced profound emotional abuse in her childhood, and my father, was mentally unwell, had a mental illness. And I certainly don't want to make the point that, you know, people who abuse are necessarily mentally ill at all,
yeah.
But that was my situation. And I was abused, sexually abused by him as well as other family members and a family friend. And sadly, that's often the case, that people experience multiple abuses.
Was your mother or anyone around you aware that what your father was doing to you?
Look, I mean, obviously that's a difficult issue for me to establish. I believe she was, but I believe her own circumstances meant that she couldn't see what was happening for what it was, and therefore was unable to protect me.
And how old were you when you confronted that?
Look, I was actually in my mid-40s. I was working as a GP. I had four children. But my niece was killed suddenly in a car accident, and her death actually started the process of me starting to deal with my trauma.
Mm.
And speaking of connection, if our listeners are listening in today and would like some help along these lines and of what you've been talking about, what steps should they take?
Look, certainly, contacting ASCA and going to our website, that's asca.org.au, or calling our 1300 line, 1300 657 380, and if there's a counsellor not able to answer a call at that time, they certainly will have that call returned, you know, within 24 hours.
And for more details, we'll include all that onto mindfood.com. Thanks for being part of today's show.
Ooh. No, appreciate it. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.